And away we go on this Thursday, June the 13th, 2019, 15 minutes past the hour. You're tuned into the Now program. Scott Spears along with you for the ride today. And we're going to have a lot of fun. I do want to remind everybody, though, of our big event coming up here in just a little over 2 weeks. Legendary star of the hit TV series Hee Haw, Lulu Roman, is coming to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM in Marion, Ohio on Friday, June the 28th, 2019, to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee Haw, which debuted in 1969 on CBS. Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode in 1992. Lulu is an American comedian and singer. She is known as a regular on the comedy music show Hee Haw, which debuted in 1969 and ran until 1992. Roman continues to perform music and stand-up comedy and also enjoys working with Compassion International, a child development organization. Her recent project, Seven Times Hit, the number two spot on the Cashbox chart in 2010. She'll be live in the studio here at WWGH Radio 107.1 FM on Friday, June the 28th. From 10:10 in the morning until 11 a.m., she'll do an interview with me on her life and times. 11:10 a.m. to 12 p.m., she'll be a guest with myself and Weasel Boy. 12:10 to 1 p.m., she'll be on The Exchange Club with Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, Weasel Boy, and myself. 1:10 to 3 p.m., she'll be the guest of Charlie Evers on The Charlie Evers Show. And 3:10 to 4 p.m., we'll be doing a live radio variety show that you are not going to want to miss. And if you think that's all, that's not all, because that night, from 5 to 9 p.m., Lulu will be having a book signing for her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, The Autobiography. This book signing will happen at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue here in Marion. If you come in and buy the book, you get 10% off your meal. You cannot come in unless you buy a book or are eating, so remember that, because it is a restaurant. But remember that, if you come in and buy Lulu's book on Friday, June the 28th, 5 to 9 p.m., Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, you get 10% off your meal. Lulu will also appear on The Weasel Show Saturday, June the 29th from 10:10 till 11 a.m., an elongated version, an extra hour of that program. You can listen live at WWGH1071.com or by downloading the free TuneIn app and searching WWGH. This event is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way, right here in Marion. It's going to be a tremendous amount of fun, to be sure. You're not going to want to miss Lulu Roman in Marion, Ohio. Holy mackerel. We're all excited for that. Now, telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944, and we have some questions that we have not gotten answered about the donut, which we started... When did we start these questions? Well, I guess it was last Friday we started these questions because it was National Donut Day. Now, the questions we still have on the table: name the original automatic donut machine. Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? It had a name. And this one, I still can't believe we have this on the table. Can anybody name the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? And if you let me know this, I can tell you the chapter and verse where this is mentioned. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? And this is also kind of an interesting question. What does the size of the donut hole represent in society? The hole in the middle of the donut, how big or small it is said to represent something in society. Does anybody know what that represents? 740-383-9944. Give me a call if you know the answer. Now, we still have our other trivia questions. The Taco Bell one's been around for quite some time now. Taco Bell tried to open restaurants in Mexico on two different occasions. Now, it failed both times. But they did not use the name Taco Bell. They used a different name. Now, it's a two-word name, and they're American words. Now, the reason for this title was most Mexican people do not consider Taco Bell to be Mexican food. So what do you think they would have named Taco Bell in Mexico? Still don't have that answer. This one's also been looming for a while. Many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect. An ingredient in them that you would not expect. What is that ingredient in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? Now, obviously, that would go back quite a ways. Can anybody name the first group that ever ate fast food? George Harrison joined what group on stage to perform after he left the Beatles? Now, this was just a special appearance on stage with a very popular group. What group was George Harrison on stage with after he left the Beatles? And the last question we have here are Juck, Cuck, and Tuck. Now, Juck is J-U-K, Cuck, K-U-K, and Tuck, T-U-K. What are those three items? Does anybody know what they are? 740-383-9944. Now, let me see what prizes we have left here in the prize folder today. I believe we still have some tickets to Jack Hanna's Wilds. I believe we might have some tickets to the Columbus Zoo left in here. So we definitely have some items left if you call in. Go ahead, caller.
Did George Harrison play with Delaney and Bonnie first?
Not first, but it's a popular band.
Okay,
thank you. The question is, after George Harrison left the Beatles, what popular group did he join on stage? Does anybody know the name of that popular group? Kind of an interesting question. I tell you what, I'm going to let you think on it for a minute. We're going to take a quick break, come back with more right after this. It's Now with Scott Spears, Monday through Thursday, right here on WWO from 12:10 to 2 p.m. Listen to the program for like these. The voice of Ursula from The Little Mermaid and actress Pat Carroll.
And I think villains are the most fascinating people as an actress to play. They have more edges to them. They have more color to them. Isn't that a shame that goodness isn't more fascinating, or our world would be better?
I guess.
But there is something fascinated about tacky people, mean people. They're colorful. Good people always seem to be a little bit, ugh, yucky. But bad people always have edges to them. That's why they're so wonderful to play for actors.
That?
Because you can pick all the things in life as a human being that annoy you or that you would like to do to be really rotten mean. Most people are too afraid to be rotten mean because we want people's approval so badly. And we know that being rotten mean isn't going to get us that. But, oh, villains for actors are the best things in the world to play.
You know, Pat, that almost describes our current political situation in this country.
Doesn't it just? I'd never thought of that, but you're quite right.
Join me Monday through Thursday, 12:10 to 2 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. We'll take your calls, 740-383-9944, streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com.
All right, Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, June the 13th, 2019. 25 minutes past the hour. Does anybody know the answer to any of these trivia questions? Does anybody know the name of the original automatic donut machine? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Does anybody know the name of the person in the Bible who mentions a donut? What does the size of the donut hole represent? How large or small the size of the donut hole is supposed to represent something in society? Does anybody know what that is supposed to represent? That's kind of an interesting question. Now think about the donut and think about the donut hole in the center. And then think about society. How big or small that hole is in the center of the donut is supposed to represent something. What do you think that is? And we certainly have not gotten to this one yet. Taco Bell. What was Taco Bell's name when they tried to open up in Mexico? They tried on two different occasions. I never thought this question would go on this long. They tried to open up on two different occasions in Mexico, Taco Bell. They failed both times. We're looking for the name of Taco Bell in Mexico. Don't have it yet. We had a lot of guesses on this the other day, but don't have the right answer yet. What item is in mass-produced ice cream that you would not think would be in mass-produced ice cream? There's an ingredient in a most mass-produced ice cream that you might not think should be in there. What is that? Does anybody know the first group to eat fast food? We're still waiting for that one. The first group to eat fast food. Now, we had one guess on this today. George Harrison joined what group on stage to perform after he left the Beatles? After the Beatles disbanded, George Harrison joined a group on stage, a very popular group. Does anybody know what that group was? Does anybody know what Juck, Cuck, and Tuck are? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. What are those three items? Is that something that's Googleable? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 28 minutes past the hour, and we're waiting for answers here on this Thursday, June the 13th, 2019. I know everybody is excited about this visit from Lululemon on June the 28th. After we made the announcement yesterday, just heard so much back, so much great feedback about this visit. A lot of people love that television series, Hee Haw, and it's great that they did, because it was a funny show, I think made a lot of people laugh, made a lot of people happy over the years, and that's what good broadcasting should do. Make you laugh, make you cry, make you feel all those sorts of things. 740-383-9944. You know, it's interesting. We sit in a studio here where there is a window. And early on this morning, it just looked overcast and awful and rainy and nasty and, you know, typical awful day. And now you can kind of see the sun come out at different points, but it doesn't look like the sun is ever coming out fully at any of these points. It looks like it comes out, and then the sun will shine through the window, and then it'll look like somebody flipped a light switch off, and it's getting dark again. What's going on outside? Is there anybody listening out there who can give us a weather report? I haven't been outside since I came in this morning. 740-383-9944, 30 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, June the 13th. 2 weeks and 1 day away from the debut of Lulu Roman, star of Hee Haw, here in Marion, Ohio. I don't think anything quite like that has happened for quite some time. And boy, did we have a good time at the anniversary party the other night. That was a tremendous amount of time. I hope you got to listen to the anniversary special, the 5-year anniversary special on Monday night. We had a tremendous, tremendous time. Could not have been better. So I'm glad, I hope, everybody got a chance to enjoy it. Go ahead, caller.
Hi. The ice cream ingredient, would that be lead?
It's not lead, but that's, you know, I do hear that there's a certain amount of lead in a lot of the foods we eat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but it's not lead, but that's a good guess. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. No, it is not lead. The question is, and it's been there for a while now, what item is in a lot of mass-produced ice creams that you would not expect to be in ice cream? Kind of interesting. What item is in many mass-produced ice creams that you would not think is in ice cream? When you're eating your ice cream, what might be in there? Now, mass-produced, we're not talking about homemade ice cream. Because homemade ice cream, we know what's in there. We know what the recipes call for. Sugar, milk, ice. What items am I forgetting in homemade ice cream? I mean, obviously, there's more than that. It's been a long time since I've seen anybody make homemade ice cream, and I don't know if I ever personally have ever made homemade ice cream. I know I have seen it made, and I know a lot of people that I know have made homemade ice cream, but personally, I don't know that I've ever made homemade ice cream. I might have helped make it, like in school at some point, but I don't think I ever personally partook in making the homemade ice cream. Does anybody know how you make homemade ice cream? 740-383-9944. I do want to put this out there. The homemade pineapple upside down cake that we had last week by one of our great listeners, we did finally polish that off, and it was just the most delicious thing. So we do have the dish, if you'd like to come pick that up anytime, no hurry on that. Tomorrow we'll be here 10 to 3 if you would like to pick it up then. But boy, was that great pineapple upside down cake. Absolutely delicious. There are certain desserts that you really don't see too often, that you get a craving for, that sometimes you're just not going to make yourself. Now, I could not even tell you the last time I've seen a pineapple upside down cake in a store. Is there any store that sells that? I couldn't even tell you the last time I've ever seen it on the menu at a restaurant. Has anybody in Marion ever seen pineapple upside down cake on a menu at a restaurant in Marion? I know sometimes at these buffet dinners, they'll do things like that. But, boy, it's been a long time since I've seen that on the menu. Now, I know, do you remember the pie cases where the pies used to turn around in a circle? I remember every so often you would see like a pineapple upside down cake or unique things on those. But as far as just being on the menu and something you could buy, it's been a long, long time since I've seen anything like that. Okay, we're going to run down the questions here one more time, see if anybody has any answers here. We do have the tickets to, I believe, the Columbus Zoo, Jack Hanna's Wilds. We still have the $5 gift card to McDonald's that we have not given away yet. Can anybody name the original name of the automatic donut machine? I'm surprised that has not been findable. What is the name of the original automatic donut machine? What person in the Bible mentions a donut? Now, last week I gave the chapter and the verse. I think it was on Friday's show. I gave the chapter and the verse of where this is talked about. But we still don't have it. What does the size of the donut hole represent in society? That hole in the center of the donut. What does that represent in society? They say the size of the hole in the center of the donut is in proportion to something going on in society. What could that be? When Taco Bell tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions, what name did they use? It was a two-word name. They're both American words. Neither one of them are Taco Bell. Does anybody know what name Taco Bell used when they tried to open up Taco Bell's in Mexico? And it failed both times, by the way. 740-383-9944. Many mass-produced ice creams have something in them that you would not expect. What do many mass-produced ice creams have in them that you would not expect? There's an ingredient in there. Does anybody know what that ingredient is? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? Does anybody remember the first group that ever ate fast food? We have not gotten that answer yet. George Harrison, after he left the Beatles, after the Beatles disbanded, joined a very famous group up on stage for a performance after the Beatles ended. Does anybody know what group that was? Does anybody know what Juck, Cuck, and Tuck are? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. Does anybody know what those three items are? They're interesting things. I don't think we've ever had a guess on that one yet. 740-383-9944. I tell you, it is kind of a slow day today. Is there something going on in the world? Did the world stop while I've been in the studio here? 740-383-9944. You're tuned into WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Streaming live on the internet, WWGH1071.com. Download the free TuneIn app. Absolutely free. And you can listen to us on any mobile device anywhere in the world. I guess we'll mention this again. It's important to mention that legendary star of the hit TV series Hee-Haw, Lulu Roman, will be here on WWGH Radio and in Marion, Ohio on Friday, June 28th to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the debut of the TV series Hee-Haw, which debuted in 1969 on CBS. Lulu was on the first episode and the last episode in 1992, ran for 25 years on CBS and in syndication. Lulu is an American comedian and singer. She's known as a regular on the comedy music show Hee-Haw, which debuted in 1969 and ran till 1992. Roman continues to perform music and stand-up comedy and also enjoys working with Compassion International, a child development organization. Her recent project, Seven Times, hit the number 2 spot on the Cashbox chart in 2010. She'll be live in studio right here at WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM, Friday, June the 28th, 10:10 to 11 a.m. She'll be doing an interview with me on her life and times. 11:10 a.m. to 12 p.m., she'll guest with myself and Weasel Boy. 12:10 to 1 p.m., she'll be on the Exchange Club with Charlie Evers, Brandy Downs, myself, and Weasel Boy. 1:10 to 3 p.m., she'll be on the Charlie Evers Show. That'll be a great episode. And 3:10 to 4 p.m., we'll be doing a live variety show with Lulu, which you're not going to want to miss. 3:10 to 4 p.m. on that Friday, June the 28th. Then when that's all over, Lulu is going to head to Perkins Restaurant for a book signing, 5 to 9 p.m. It's her new book, This Is My Story, This Is My Song, Lulu Roman, The Autobiography. She'll be at Perkins Restaurant and Bakery, located at 1197 Mount Vernon Avenue, right here in Marion. If you come in and buy the book, you get 10% off your meal. Now, you have to either be eating or buying a book if you come to the book signing. But if you buy a book, you get 10% off your meal. Wouldn't that be nice? Lulu then will also appear on The Weasel Show on Saturday, June the 29th from 10:10 a.m. till 11 a.m. An extra hour of The Weasel Show on that particular Saturday morning, June the 29th. And the event itself is supported by the Quality Inn, located at 227 James Way here in Marion. What a day. 703-883-9944. Give us a ring here. We'd love to hear from you. We're going to take another break, but be back with more right after this on kind of this slow day here. 42 minutes past the hour.
We're having fun every day from 1 to 3 p.m. on Now with Scott Spears, WGH Radio 107.1 FM. Just legendary comedian Phyllis Diller.
Why hasn't the world found Scott and put him on a pedestal? And, you know, after all, Larry King can't live forever.
Or legendary actress Jane Meadows.
That's one of the reasons I tell you you're the best of all the interviewers. And that's why I love you and your show, dear.
Actress and singer Marla Gibbs.
As long as you breathe, you'd better believe it's never too late for life. So drop all your fear, cause as long as you're here, it's never too late for life.
Our professional wrestler and movie star, Ox Baker.
I want to tell you, listeners to WWGH, this is Ox Baker. Marion, Ohio, I know you listen to WWGH. You better start listening.
Or the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Hello there, how are you? Scott Spears, Ted Williams here in Columbus, Ohio. And Scott, I just want to let you know I love you as an individual. I always refer to Marion as being the home of WCMH's Bob Nunaway, and now I refer to it as the home of Scott Spears.
That's Now with Scott Spears, 1 to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, right here on WWGH 107.1. FM, the place to be.
Always good to hear Ted Williams. What a set of pipes he has. What a voice. 43 coming up on 44 minutes past the hour here on this Thursday, June the 13th, 2019. Very kind of slow day here at WWGH Radio. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. I hope the world didn't blow up. You know, I hear a lot of sirens outside. I wonder if something's going on. Maybe if people have lost power or something. I know the storm that came through last night was a pretty decent storm. My goodness. But of course, this spring has been the spring of rain. And apparently we might have a nice day tomorrow, but after that, We're back into the rain again. Is the rain going to ever end? I've never seen a streak of rain like this. Usually we're talking about how we're not having enough rain. But it seems like we get some rain every single day. I have never seen anything quite like that. Has anybody seen anything like this before? Does anybody know what's causing? I don't really watch the weather on television. Does anybody know what has driven this very wet spring? I mean, we now are under 10 days from summer, and it is still just pouring ridiculously. 740-383-9944. Does anybody have any thoughts on that particular issue? What a mess it's been. That is for sure. Can anybody name the original automatic donut machine? Does anybody know what person in the Bible mentions a donut? We're still waiting for that one. What person in the Bible mentions a donut? What does the size of a donut have to do with society? How big or large the hole in the center of the donut has something to do with society? Does anybody know what that is? Does anybody know what Taco Bell's name was when they tried to open up in Mexico on two different occasions? Does anybody know that item in mass-produced ice cream that you would not think would be in mass-produced ice cream? What item is in mass-produced ice cream that you would not think is in mass-produced ice cream? Does anybody know the first group that ever ate fast food? The first group of people that ever ate fast food. Does anybody know who that was? George Harrison, legendary Beatle. We had one guess on this earlier. George Harrison, legendary Beatle, joined what group on stage to perform after the Beatles broke up? It's a very famous group. Does anybody know what that group was? Does anybody know what Juck, Cuck, and Tuck are? J-U-K, K-U-K, and T-U-K. It'll get better. J-U-K, T-U-K, and K-U-K. We'll get better here with these answers. Does anybody know what those three items are? 740-383-9944. We have tickets to the Columbus Zoo. We have tickets to the Wilds. We have a McDonald's $5 gift card. You could get something good from McDonald's. Is anybody out there? We got an interesting guest coming up next hour. We're going to be joined by Rebecca Watts, the Chancellor of the Western Governors University, Ohio's newest university. Now, there's a lot of interesting stuff going on there at this university that I think you're going to be interested in. Go ahead, caller.
Well, I'm going to take a stab at two of them.
Go ahead.
What was it called? Cross the Border?
No, not Cross the Border. It's actually only two words, but that would have been a good title.
Oh, I've been trying to, Ken. There's no way I can find it on Google.
It's ungoogleable,
it's,
huh?
Yeah, I guess. They keep calling it Taco Bell, and they show pictures of Taco Bell, but they always say Taco Bell. They don't say anything else on the front of the restaurant. So, they started using the slogan "Cross the Border" because the Mexicans, you know, they said their tacos weren't tacos; they were Tostitos or something like that. And everybody that commented on them were all speaking Spanish, so I couldn't understand that. But was George Harrison with the Traveling Wilburys?
You know, I've heard a lot of people mention that, and that's not the answer I have. Now, the Traveling Wilburys, was that, I mean, he was in that band, right? Yeah. No, this is a band that after the Beatles broke up, I think he just appeared with them one time on stage, but it was the first appearance he made on stage after the Beatles had broken up.
Okay, would it have been Mick Jagger?
No, it wasn't Mick Jagger. I'll tell you, it's interesting. You have to kind of think about George Harrison and where he might have been after the Beatles broke up.
Well, I figured he went home.
Well, he might have went home. I think that's a good place to go. Now, are you excited?
Started a garage band.
Are you excited for Lulu Roman?
Yeah, I've been hearing about that, and it sounds like it would be a good program. You know, I tell a lot of people, you know, we're kidding, and I say, well, if you need anything, call BR549, ask for Junior, and they look at me puzzled. They say, what do you mean?
Junior
what's
samples.
BR549, and I said, that was from Hee-Haw. They go, Hoo-Haw? I said, Hee-Haw, it was on television. Never heard of it.
You know, it's interesting. Well, it's interesting that a lot of those shows have been forgotten, but boy, they were on for a long time. I was surprised to know that Hee Haw was on for 25 years.
Yeah. What happened to reruns? You know, what happened to all the old places you can go and watch old TV?
Well, I think a lot of them are still on television, like MeTV and Antenna TV. I think they still run a lot of the old reruns. I know for a long time there was something called, what was the station? It was Rural Television, RF.
RFD.
Yeah, RFD. And I know Hee Haw was reran on there. I do remember that.
Yeah.
But you think they probably did maybe 30, 40 episodes a year for 25 years. That's a lot of episodes.
Yep. And I have a recording of, I think I got it off of, what was the name of that place you could download recordings and didn't have to pay for them?
Oh, back in the beginning of the internet?
Yeah.
Napster?
Maybe it was Napster. I got a recording of him and Glenn Campbell, and they were doing something breakdown. Anyway,
now who was with Glenn Campbell?
Roy Clark.
Oh, Roy Clark.
They played this together, and it was something rundown, and I can't remember the name of it now, but boy, could you play the banjo.
Oh, Roy Clark?
Yeah.
You know, I used to get into an argument with a guy who I used to work with, and because I said that Roy Clark made the banjo famous. And he would always, I forget the guy he used to say who made the banjo, who was another popular banjo player?
Well, there was a guy that used to play with Buck Owens, and they said that he was Mr. Banjo America. And they'd have him on Hee Haw. He's a really good-looking guy. And he was killed in an accident. And there wasn't anybody as good as him. I'll tell you, that guy could, he could make the banjo, he could make it sound like almost like an organ playing, but I mean, it was fast and furious.
Well, I'm trying.
And, yeah, there you go.
This guy's, his name's on the tip of my tongue, but I still believe that if you look over the history of television and radio and you look at concerts, I don't think there was any, maybe his name was Earl. Earl something. I don't
know. Earl Scruggs.
Was it Earl Scruggs? I don't know.
Yeah,
I can't.
Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs.
Well,
they
I
used
just
to play the intro for the Beverly Hillbillies.
Well, I just told him. I said, but the man who was on television with the banjo for 25 years was Roy Clark, and I don't think anybody was seen on television more often doing banjo music than Roy Clark. I think he made the banjo famous.
Yeah. Maybe between him and Buck Trent, because, but like I say, Buck Trent was with Buck Owens for a long time until he got killed, and they couldn't find really anybody to replace him that could play the banjo like he did, except Roy Clark.
Now, who got killed?
Buck Trent.
I thought Buck Trent was just out on a tour with Lulu.
Is Lulu alive?
I'm almost sure, because they just did a hee-haw 50th anniversary tour, and there's four of them who went out, and I'm almost, Buck Trent. I just pulled it up. Buck Trent, 81 years old, born February 17th, 1938.
And it's somebody else's name then. He would appear on Hee-Haw all the time when Buck Owens would sing. And he played the banjo, and he was, they said at one time, I remember reading when Hee-Haw first came out, there was a, what do they call that in the newspaper about the banjo player? And said he had won every award you can get playing the banjo.
Well, this Buck Trent that I'm, it says he invented the electric banjo, also plays the five-string banjo, and he was on Hee-Haw. Let's see here, what years was he on Hee-Haw? But it says he was on Hee-Haw for a period of time. That's why he's on this tour. Yeah, he appeared on the Roy Clark Show and Hee-Haw from 1974 until 1982.
I remember watching a clip of him and this Buck Trent playing the song got famous in Burt Reynolds and the other song I was singing was Smoky Mountain Smoked Out or something like that. But he played that in my recording, what I had with Glenn Campbell. And of course, Glenn Campbell played the guitar. Deliverance, the song from Deliverance.
Oh, yeah, with Ned Beatty.
Yeah. He said that's the role he wished he'd never played. And that stuck with me for a long time.
Well, I can imagine. That was, I don't know how many people have seen that movie today, but boy, that's some movie.
Yeah. You can watch it, I think, on either Netflix or, not Netflix, but Prime Video.
Oh, Deliverance is on there?
Yeah. Mm. And it seemed like it ended different when I saw it the first time in the theater. I mean, when Ned Beatty was up there on the mountain and that guy said, pull your pants down, everybody in the theater went, oh, no.
Well, I still don't think today a movie has had that kind of an impact. I mean, it's...
Nope.
It's a very unique movie.
Yes, it is.
I don't know. Well, you know, Lulu was supposed to join us this hour, but I think she got delayed today. I know she had some things she was doing. So maybe we'll get her on next week and have some fun with Lulu. But we do have another hour coming up, and we're going to be joined next hour. This is going to be interesting. There's a college here in Ohio. Oh, what I do with the information here. Called Western Governors University. Have you heard about this place?
No, is that one of the online colleges?
It should be coming up here in about 10 minutes. We're going to have the chancellor on, Rebecca Watts, and it's very, very interesting to learn about what this college is doing. So you'll have to tune in next hour to listen to this.
Okay.
All right. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Hey, bye, Scott. God bless you.
Bye-bye. And as I said, I think Buck Trent is still alive. Well, according to the internet. But, you know, the internet has been wrong. But I did hear Buck Trent was out on this tour with Lulu, so I'm going to tend to believe it. Lulu was supposed to join us this hour, but she did get delayed, so we will just reschedule that for next week sometime. No despair there, and don't forget she's coming to Marion on June 28th. That is something you're not going to want to miss. Right here to WWGH Radio from 10 in the morning till 3 in the afternoon, and then Perkins from 5 to 9 for a big book signing.
not something you're going to want to miss for love nor money. It is Thursday, June the 13th, 2019, 59 and a half minutes past the hour. Scott Spears here on the Now program. I'll be back in 10 minutes. Well, are we getting a call here? Maybe we'll take one more call before we go to break. Go ahead, caller.
Hello. Were you asking about the first automatic donut machine?
Yes.
Was it called the Wonderful Almost Human Automatic Donut Machine?
It was the Wonderful Almost Human Automatic Donut Machine. How'd you know that?
I'm looking it up in Donuts and American Passion, a book.
Well, that that works. Did you want a prize today?
Yes.
All right. What is your name?
David Burns.
All right, David Burns. And today is the 13th. All right, we have the zoo, the wilds, and the $5 to McDonald's.
Now, are the zoo just the zoo tickets, not the Zumbezi Bay?
Right, I believe just the zoo.
Okay, well, I'll take the wild tickets then.
The wilds tickets? Okay, we got those down, and you can pick those up tomorrow 10 to 3.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, David. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There, we got a winner right at the end. We'll be back.
It wasn't a divorce, per se. It was